Psalm 23 must be the most well-known and most often quoted of all the Psalms. It calms a troubled heart. It quiets a troubled spirit. It has calmed and refreshed and encouraged God's children of all ages through famines, plagues, and wars, and everything that can happen in life over the past 3,000 years since the Holy Spirit inspired King David to write it. And it calms and refreshes and encourages us in our joys and in the sorrows and in the challenges of our lives today. God bless our time in this Word on this Good Shepherd Sunday as the Holy Spirit refreshes our souls with these still waters and green pastures of His Holy Word. Psalm 23 begins with two short words in Hebrew, Adonai Roi, the Lord is my shepherd. King David knew what a shepherd was. He had been one. And the Bible tells us what kind of shepherd he was. There's a spot in the Bible where it says that when King David was a young boy, watching his father's sheep, his father told him to take a break and take care packages to his older brothers who were serving in the army. And as David got close to their camp, he heard an enemy giant taunting the army of Israel. But he didn't see anybody offering to go fight him. King David, young David at that time, said, I'll fight him. But the king said, you're only a boy. And David told the king, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. What a dedicated shepherd. If that's how much he cared for some silly sheep and was willing to do for them, then how great God's love was for him who was worth far more than a sheep. He knew in his soul that the Lord was with him, watching over him and protecting him, and always would be. David also said, the Lord is my shepherd. That tiny pronoun changes everything. Yes, the Lord is a shepherd in everything that word means, but more than that, the Lord is my shepherd. I mean everything to him. So he's always watching over me. I am his, and he is mine. I know his voice, and he knows me, my faults, my fears, my wants, my needs. And he still loves me in spite of all of them. There's more. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. The one who knows me and everything about me is the Almighty, all-knowing, all-loving, all-powerful God. He knows when I'm safe in his fold, and he knows when I'm hurting or in trouble, and he calls out to me to bring me back and to comfort me. And so far, we've only gotten two words into this psalm. And there's more we could say, but let's go on to the next two words in the Hebrew. Lo exar. That says, I do not lack anything. I lack nothing. Most often we read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want, like we did this morning. And some other versions have, I shall not want. That could almost sound like it might be wrong if we want something, and that would miss this glorious point. The point is, since the Lord is my shepherd, there isn't anything I need that I don't have in him. The problem is, we don't always feel like we have everything. Do you always have a cheerful heart and a positive attitude because you have everything you need? Or do you ever find yourself thinking about what you don't have? After the market took a dive, is your retirement plan still looking great? If you don't have a retirement plan, is your Social Security far more than what you need? 30 million people have filed for unemployment during this virus crisis. But if you aren't one of them, then that just sounds like a big number that affects someone else. How can we have so much and still be able to think or talk like we're lacking anything? How can the people who have lost their jobs and don't know when they are going to be able to work again or where they're going to find work again, how can they say, I lack nothing? How could David say, I lack nothing? Is your health everything you want it to be? Has your age or medical condition placed you in a higher risk category for contracting the virus? When's the last time you jumped out of bed as quickly as we can jump to a conclusion sometimes? How could David say, I lack nothing? Is your marriage everything you wish it could be? Wouldn't change a thing, not a single thing. Do you have quiet nights because the Lord has taken your spouse home to heaven, and sometimes you wish you could have just one more evening to have somebody to watch a show with or talk about what happened during the day? Is your relationship with your son everything it could be or should be? Or with your daughter? Or with your parents? Or with your friends? Or with yourself? Or with your God? Last week, I called a man who has been confined to a nursing home in Wisconsin for more than a year, and now, with the restrictions, has not had visitors for almost 2 months. He said it is so lonely. He said, Pastor, if I could do one thing, only one thing in all the world, I would go to church. And then he thanked God that he has a window that he can look out and watch people who pass by. Lack nothing? How could David, a child of God who hurt, who lost friends, who lost family, who needed, who wondered, who waited, who hoped, who prayed, who feared for his life many times during his life, who had many regrets for many of the things he did during his life? How could any child of God say and mean, I have everything, I lack nothing? It's this. David did not say, I have a shepherd, so I have everything. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, so I lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Do you know how much David is saying here? Do you know the sheep will not lie down if they are not at peace? Sheep will not lie down if they're afraid. Sheep will not lie down if there's friction or aggravation in their life. Sheep will not lie down if there's flies or bugs that are tormenting them. And sheep will not lie down if they're hungry. If they don't have peace, sheep will stay standing until they grow so weak and so weary that they die. They need a shepherd to calm all their fears and to give them peace so that they can lie down and rest in green pastures, and a shepherd who will still their soul beside quiet waters, a shepherd like the Lord, who does that for us in His Word. Do you know anyone who does not have peace like that because they have fears and worries about things they have no control over? Has that ever been you? Do you know anyone who does not have peace because of friction or aggravation in their life? Do you know anyone who does not have peace because they are so upset with something thoughtless that someone said or did to them? Has that ever been you? Do you see how the devil is always working to rob us of peace so that we won't have any rest? The devil is always working to do whatever he needs to do through whatever he needs to do it through and whoever he needs to work through to rob us of peace so that we will not find rest for our souls in our good shepherd and in His Word. But the only way the devil can get away with doing that is if he can keep us so focused on ourselves and on our troubles and on our hurts and on our feelings and what we don't have and what we can't do at the moment so that we won't see or hear our shepherd and know how much we do have and how much we can do. Thank God. The Lord is my shepherd who leads me like He did today back to the quiet waters and the green pastures of His Word to give you and me peace. He leads me to a much better path in life, to paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He walks us through every dark valley that we come to in this short and often troubled life. So we fear no evil because You, Lord, are with me. Your rod and Your staff, these symbols of Your presence and Your power and Your discipline and Your love, these comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. When King David wrote this psalm, it was common for a king to host lavish banquets, and he would invite to those lavish banquets his most treasured friends as guests. And every now and then, out of that select group of guests, he would also invite someone to come and live with him in his palace, and he would protect them and provide for them for the rest of their lives. And for all the guests that he had invited, he would anoint them with a fragrant oil so that as they went back to their homes, everybody that they came in contact with would know that they had just been in the presence and the palace of the King. Dear Christian, do you see how sweet it is that God has anointed you through the waters of your baptism? And through the power of His Word to say, look, you are a treasured guest of the King. You are the guest that I have invited to come and live with me in my palace. I will protect you and provide for you forever. Revelation chapter 7 gives us a glimpse of what this life is going to look like. Never again will we hunger. Never again will we thirst. The sun will not beat upon us, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Adonai Ro'i, Lo Exar. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing, because I have Him, and I know He has me. Fear? The Lord is my shepherd. Worry? The Lord is my shepherd. Tired? The Lord is my shepherd. Weak? The Lord is my shepherd. Weary? The Lord is my shepherd. Worn? The Lord is my shepherd. Anxious about anything? The Lord is my shepherd. The good shepherd of my life, the good shepherd of my soul. The good shepherd who showed me how much he loves me when he laid down his life to save a sheep like me and a sheep like you. So surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23. It calms a troubled heart. It quiets a troubled soul. It calms, refreshes, and encourages through the joys and sorrows and challenges of our lives. Please open your Bible with me sometime during this week and read this one again. And then say with me, with joy and with confidence, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." Amen. I invite you to join me for a special prayer for this day, and then I'll invite you to please join together with me, and we'll pray the Lord's Prayer together. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the peace you give us through the forgiveness of all our sins and through the comforting reminder that you are our good shepherd. You laid down your life for the sheep to grant us eternal life with you in heaven. How much more we are assured today that you will also take care of our earthly needs. Please keep us in your tender loving care and bring us again and again to the still waters of your word for peace during these troubled times. Please grant wisdom to our government and to all leaders to act in the best interest of others and for the common good of all. Please strengthen and encourage and protect all healthcare workers and first responders and all who are providing essential services for us. Lift our hearts and our minds off of ourselves. Keep us focused on you so that we may daily see all that we do have. Please turn the hearts of all people to you for strength, for healing, and for salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, and in Jesus' name we pray the prayer that he has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dear Christian, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Thank you for joining me today to spend this time in God's Word. What a comforting and assuring reminder of God's love for us in this, that the Lord is my shepherd. Let this strength be with you all week long, and I pray that we'll join together real soon. God bless your week.